Welcome to the Deep Dive. This week, we're digging into the key news from Artemis.bm. We're focusing on cat bonds, ILS, and the reinsurance space for the week ending September 21st, 2025. Yeah, and our goal today really is to unpack what these signals tell us about market health, structural shifts, and importantly, investor appetite in ILS. And let's just put the big takeaway right up front. Alternative reinsurance capital. It's only becoming more central. That's coming straight from the top. Folks at Swiss Re ACP.
Right. And what's really interesting is the picture emerging from, you know, the RVS Monte Carlo meetings. It gives us a pretty solid steer on the January 2026 renewals, which are obviously key.
Okay, so what are the big players saying? Like Everest Re, Liberty Mutual Re, MAPFRE Re?
Well, the consensus seems to be stability. Attachment points, terms and conditions, they seem to be holding firm. We're not seeing massive changes there, which is quite telling after the recent volatility.
Stability is one thing, but Gallagher Re noted something specific, didn't they? About capacity expansion leading to aggregates coming back.
Exactly. That's a really important signal. Aggregate property reinsurance protection, that stuff was pretty hard to find for a bit.
Right.
Its reemergence tells you that capacity isn't just growing, it's growing confidently. Capital seems more willing now to take on that frequency risk, the accumulation of smaller losses, not just the single big event risk.
Okay, so the market's finding a stable footing, maybe getting a bit bolder. How are firms reacting internally to this? We saw that Swiss Re news.
Yeah, that Swiss Re move is a perfect example of the next theme. Structural integration, efficiency. They're pulling their ILS investment management together.
Under Guattari and the Shreliak brand.
It's precisely. Bringing it all under one umbrella. It's about streamlining. It's moving from, let's say, separate pools of capital to a more unified engine. Makes sense.
And this isn't happening in a vacuum, is it? You've got firms like Aon essentially telling the whole industry to get smarter about this.
That's right. Aon's message is clear. Reinsurers need to optimize their entire capital stack. Think strategically about where different types of capital fit best.
Optimize the capital stack. Okay, but cynically, does that just mean use the cheapest option, maybe lean more on ILF to cut costs?
Well, it's more nuanced than just cost cutting, I think. It's about alignment. You know, matching the type of risk with the right type of capital, maybe using flexible alternative structures for certain risks, like those really big systemic tail events, instead of just loading everything onto the traditional balance sheet. It needs strategic thought.
And does the investor side buy into this strategic view?
Mm-hmm.
What was the feeling from the RVS roundtable on ILS?
Oh, definitely positive sentiment. Loads of new investor interest, apparently. But they want transparency. They want alignment. They want to really understand what they're investing in. Governance is key.
And we're seeing actual money follow this interest, right? I saw the Florida Retirement System pension plan is looking closely now.
Yes, that's significant. When a major pension plan like Florida starts actively evaluating specialty and quota share ILS strategies, well, that's a pretty strong endorsement. It shows ILS moving more mainstream.
Which naturally leads to more scrutiny. Lorenzo Volpe at Leadenhall made a point about manager selection, didn't he? It's not just about chasing last year's returns.
Absolutely critical point. Volpe stressed that allocators need to look much deeper. It's about operational resilience, the depth of the team's expertise, the strategy's robustness, a whole range of factors beyond just the performance track record.
So investors are getting more sophisticated in their demands.
They have to be. And you see the managers responding by building out their capabilities. Look at AXA Investment Managers hiring Jeevan Singh Upal from MS Amlin. They're bringing in specialized talent.
Building that infrastructure.
Exactly. It reinforces that the sector is maturing, professionalizing.
So pulling it all together then, the big picture seems to be an ILS sector that's not just growing in size, but really maturing. It's becoming more integrated, more strategic within the broader capital markets, driving real efficiencies.
Yeah, I think that's right. And Chris Perry over at RenRe, Global Head of Capital Partners there, he offered a forward-looking view that sort of caps this off.
What was that?
He expects these current underwriting market conditions, which are pretty attractive, let's be honest. He expects them to persist for a while.
Right.
Which means ongoing opportunities. And that should keep the capital flowing in and support continued growth for the ILS sector. The momentum looks set to continue.
Okay, so the growth story feels solid. The integration story feels real. So here's something to think about. If ILS is becoming this crucial integrated piece for the world's biggest reinsurers, providing essential capacity, does that shift it? Does it stop being just an alternative investment and start becoming, well, almost like indispensable global economic infrastructure? Something to mull over. That's your deep dive for this week.